steps towards ensuring law enforcement is advantaged in protecting our society. We're joined today by Janet Neely of the Attorney General's Office. She also serves on the Sex Offender Management Board and the Sex Offender Risk Assessment Committee, and we appreciate her testimony this morning.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Janet Neely from the Attorney General's Office. Be happy to answer any of your questions about this bill.
Thank you. I think the bill is fairly straightforward. Is there witnesses in opposition to the bill?
Madam Chairwoman, members, Francisco Lobaco, on behalf of the ACLU, we are not officially in opposition to the legislation. I appreciate the changes you made to that provision that the senator referenced. I only want to raise that we'll continue to speak with the AG and staff. I do have some concerns about the requirement that you come to a place you're supposed to provide evidence of your potential violation. That may, in fact, raise some Fifth Amendment issues. But we'll continue to speak to the author and try to work it out. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions and comments from members of the committee? The bill's been moved. Would you like to close, Senator Price?
Appreciate your eye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, the bill is due pass as amended to appropriations.
Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Anderson? Calderon? Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Liu? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Steinberg?
That bill is on call. I think that I have the last bill. And then we do have the consent calendar. So it would be good if sergeants could call the absent members. Senator Harmon, would you like to share?
Oh, I can get by without it, I think, but pass it down. All right. This is file item number 11, SB 490, by Senator Hancock. Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and member of the committee, members. I want to start by offering an author's amendment to include medical inspection to the mandatory duties of the new office.
All right, fine. We'll take those as author's amendments.
Thank you. SB 490 would do two things. Streamline the Office of the Inspector General to focus on its core functions, and it eliminates unnecessary peace officer status in the OIG. It would save the state between $5 and $12 million in general funds. It also renames the Office of the Inspector General to a more accurate description, Office of Independent Correctional Oversight, which was the reason for originally setting up the OIG's office, and replaces the Inspector General with the director appointed by the governor, subject to Senate confirmation. The bill focuses the agency on its four core duties as watchdog of California's prisons. The office would continue the very important current duties of the Bureau of Independent Review, which does real-time joint investigations of internal complaints in our prison system, would continue the medical inspection program, the vetting process for wardens, and also the activities of the California Rehabilitation Oversight Board. In addition, the bill would eliminate the unnecessary use of peace officer status in the office. A recent report by the Senate Office of Oversight and Outcomes found that attorneys and auditors in the OIG receive peace officer status, which means essentially a gun, a car, and 3% retirement at age 50, despite the fact that their job duties do not require the specialized functions of frontline law enforcement officers. Members, during this fiscal crisis, when we have cut funding for many, many direct services, and many valued and needed services for our people of California. Possibly we'll need to cut an additional $12 billion. We cannot afford this kind of redundancy in state government. SB 490 is about being good managers of public money and reforming pensions, reforming and being careful about the use of police officer status, and will ultimately be good public policy and save the state money. I would ask for your aye vote. And
all right, thank you very much. I think we have witnesses in support, so let's ask witnesses in support to please give their name and testimony.
Mr. Chairman and members, Paul Curry on behalf of the Correctional Supervisors Organization. We're in strong support and deference to the time. We won't go into a lot of detail. If there's any questions, we're ready to answer.
Next witness.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
I have to press the little red button there, sir.
My apologies. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Bruce Montfrost, Acting Inspector General, Office of the Inspector General. We do have several concerns regarding the bill, including what constitutes an oversight review, which the bill contemplates the office will be conducting. That said, based on recent conversations we've had with the author's office, I am optimistic that we will be able to resolve those concerns in such a manner that enables the office to continue to perform effective oversight of the CDCR while doing so in as cost-efficient and effective manner as we can, and we look forward to working with the author's office in these matters.
Thank you very much. Are there other witnesses in support? Seeing none, are there any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, are there questions or comments from the committee members? Senator Liu? Senator Liu moved the bill. Secretary, please call the roll.
Whoa, that was good.
Oh, I did ask for a vote, didn't I? Oh, close, yes.
I would ask for your aye vote.
Yeah, all right, we've got it. Close. Now the secretary called roll.
Okay, do pass as amended to appropriations. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Anderson? Calderon? Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Steinberg?
That bill is on call.
That bill is on call. Now, what about the consent calendar? We have just one bill on the consent calendar. Is there a motion that would be on Senator Strickland's bill, file item number 8, SB 428, the consent calendar? Members, is there a motion?
We should recess now.
Moved by Senator Liu. Clerk, call the consent calendar.
Hancock?
Aye.
Aye. Hancock, aye. Anderson? Calderon? Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Steinberg?
Okay. The committee will now recess. We will, for 10 minutes. Excuse me. Getting closer to it, as I've been telling witnesses. We have to vacate this room now for another committee. We're going to move downstairs to room 2040. We'll reconvene in 10 minutes. We have to do one bill, and then we will have the roll open for absent members. Perfect. So thank you all.
Recess.
We are, the committee is in recess.